The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Thursday, November 25, 2021. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel recalled the historic leader of the revolution, Fidel Castro, on the fifth anniversary of his physical disappearance and highlighted his validity in the process of transformations of the island. In his Twitter account, he recalled that Fidel Castro's office in the Palace of the Revolution, headquarters of the executive, is preserved as he left it on his last day there, emphasizing his influence among the population and his convening power. The Cuban president recalled a mass event held in the city of Santa Clara in 1996, in which a call through the local radio was enough to fill the Ernesto Che Guevara Square with people, where the revolutionary commander delivered a speech. The president also posted on his Twitter a phrase from Army General Raul Castro, highlighting the transcendence of his brother of blood and struggles. Fidel is Fidel. We all know it well. Fidel is irreplaceable, and the people will continue his work when he is no longer physically present. His ideas, which have made it possible to raise the bulwark of dignity and justice that our country represents, will always be there. An article acknowledging the success of Cuba's strategy to develop its anti-COVID-19 vaccines was published by Nature, one of the most prestigious scientific journals worldwide. When the pandemic began, the text points out, Cuba decided not to wait for the rest of the world to develop vaccines. The text recognizes that the economic, commercial, and financial blockade imposed by the United States prevents products manufactured in the U.S. from being exported to the island, which would make their acquisition difficult. The article recounts how the Finlay Institute and the other biotechnology centers began to develop their immunogens in the hope that at least one of them would be effective. It expresses that as of November 18, 89% of the Cuban population, including children up to 2 years old, had received at least one dose of Soberana 2 or Abdala, produced at the Center for Genetic Engineering and Biotechnology in Havana. Cuba reiterated its firm commitment to peace in Colombia, assured the Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez, 5 years after the signing of the final agreement between the Colombian government and the FARC-GAP. We reaffirmed that its effective implementation and strict compliance are decisive guarantees for a just and lasting peace, added the head of diplomacy on his Twitter account. During a recent event held in Colombia by the Externado University, the international community ratified its support for the peace agreement and advocated for its full implementation to solve the country's problems. In statements to Prensa Latina, the special representative of the Secretary General and head of the United Nations Verification Mission in Colombia, Carlos Ruiz, highlighted the importance of the support of Cuba and Norway as guarantor countries from the creation of the historic pact till its implementation. And in the international agenda, we have that the President of Mexico, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, detailed a plan to support Zacatecas to attack the causes of insecurity, which make that state the fifth most violent in the country. Supported by his Secretaries of Defense and Citizen Security, he revealed the quantitative scope of the project discussed by the federal cabinet in that state in the presence of local authorities and its governor, David Monreal. The Secretary of Defense, Luis Crescencio Sandoval, who bears a large part of the responsibility for the execution of the project, reported that there is violence in the 58 municipalities of the state, although five of these stand out in particular, concentrating more than half of the total. This plan, which will be applied as of today, covers 9 social welfare programs, job creation, scholarships, pensions, attention to young people and women supported by a strong military device of the Army, the National Guard, and the police, in coordination with 3 neighboring states in which violence also prevails. Meanwhile, former Senator Stephen Benoit criticized the new Haitian government formed by Prime Minister Ariel Henry, calling it an improved version of the Tet Kale Party. Benoit, very critical of former presidents Jovenel Moïse and Michel Martelly, who came to power under the auspices of Tet Kale, said this Thursday on the Magic 9 radio program that the cabinet is the same regime that has been in power since 2011. According to the leader of the Entente Party, the most powerful politician in Haiti since 2011 is Martelly, and he has been pulling the strings of the country for a decade. The day before, Henry installed 8 new ministers as a result of the Agreement for Peaceful Governance signed by hundreds of socio-political organizations and after receiving pressure from his own allies. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.